Yeah, I'm still getting used to what movies are like these days. Yeah, I mean, you've seen movies from back when I was around, right? Yeah. I mean, a lot of them were like westerns or, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm hard-pressed to think of things that weren't westerns. And maybe there were things that were like glitz and glam and going to all these hotels and apartments. Practical sets that look pretty. Nowadays, I don't know, we got 18 different kinds of movies all playing in the same theater. There weren't even 18 movies coming out at the same time back when, you know. Look at this one. Giant robots fighting each other. Oh, and they're aliens too. Double threat. And then there's this one. Pets. Pets that are smart and talk to each other. And they go on an adventure to get home after they're lost. So, like, I mean, who comes up with this stuff? That's a good point. Oh, and this one. A guy likes a girl, but she doesn't like him first. And so he has to kind of win her over with a bunch of funny things going wrong. Okay, I'll give you that one. You're right. No, we did have that genre back in the day. No, it's very, very Shakespeare, very comedy. Well, in Shakespearean comedies, everything starts off pretty bad. Things progressively get more and more rough until, essentially, everything kind of sorts itself out. No more misunderstandings. And then it's a romantic end, whether that's like a wedding or something. Yeah. Tragedies are where everything starts off good. And then everything progressively gets worse until, like, someone dies or something. I took writing and English and literature in high school. Plus, Steve would never shut up about thematic elements of stories. This might actually surprise you, but his favorite kind of stories were actually the tragedies. Because he was always like, you know, if I was in there, it would have ended differently. And I'm like, oh yeah? What would you do? I was like, I would do this and this and this, and I would change this. I wouldn't let this person do this. You know, I always just admired the crap out of him for that. No, I get that. You get that. The whole point of the story is that it's sad in the end. But Steve isn't the kind of person to accept a sad ending. He's the kind of person who makes his own happy ending, you know? Exactly. Just like with the blip. And don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for what him and the Avengers did. I thought going under on ice and being the Winter Soldier will get me used to like a period of absence and then having to come back and adapt to everything. But that wasn't really the case. No, you've got a good point. After that whole mess with the Avengers breaking up, I spent most of my time in Wakanda, and it was nice over there. Really nice. I could just forget everything. They undid all the fucked up mental shit that Hydra did to me. And I found peace. Until Thanos came and he was like, inevitable. That's totally what he sounded like. I fought him for approximately 2 seconds. And then he made a big old shockwave that blew me back. It's some heroic effort I made. Everything was going great till he showed up, actually. Yeah, I think what happened that day was definitely a tragedy. Not that things started off great. I mean, the Avengers, like half of us were on the run. And then the other half were kind of having to have their hands tied because of the Sokovia Accords. It wasn't easy at all. And then this is kind of some of my first experiences being out in the world after the blip, after all that. I don't know what I expected, but I can tell you I'm definitely grateful for having someone by my side to kind of help me get my bearings. I mean, don't get me wrong, Sam's great, but I don't really want to take him out for dates, you know? No, he's not my type. Oh, I think my type is dainty, cute, long hair, bright blue eyes. Well, a little shorter than me. Do not put something scary like that in my head. My God. Mini Steve in a wig? No. God. Why are you like this? Oh, really? Really? Huh? See, one of the things I like about the long hair, like this, is that you don't complain when I wrap my fingers up in it and pull. Yeah, you like that, huh? Yeah. Really? What about if I do this, huh? Put you in a headlock? With my gigantic muscles just pressing around your neck? Oh, if you're going to be a brat in public, I get to punish you in public. Well, I'm the boss, so I make up the rules. You don't like it? Maybe you shouldn't be a brat to my face in public then, huh? Oh, you can't help yourself, can you? All right, come on. Little rascal. Could get you back to the apartment. Well, 'cause what I'm gonna do to you isn't suitable for public streets. Alright, come on. Get to the bedroom. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know why. Go. So, from what I'm understanding, you just want to avoid your punishment, huh? That's another strike. So far, you're at 2 right now. Uh-huh. Come on. Oh, you can put up a fuss all you want. But we both know that the fact is, you really want this. You want to be treated like this. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep mouthing off. See, why don't I believe that? No, I don't believe you're a good girl. I believe you're naughty. You're a naughty brat. And naughty brats get punished by daddy. See, the weird thing is, I'm old enough to be your great-grandpa. Huh? Someone must have a thing for older men. Come on. Nah. You get on that bed. There we go. Now, you can either take off those clothes, or I can rip them off you. Well, I know they were expensive. I was with you when you bought them. So what's it gonna be? You gonna be a good girl? You gonna start now? All right. Say goodbye to that skirt. Yes, I'm going to rip the skirt off. You don't believe me? Here. Oh, what's with that face? Hmm? Come here. Stockings are next. Oh, yeah. See, most guys, it takes a lot of effort to rip through stuff like this. Me? It's like tissue paper. Yeah, but you like that, don't you? You like getting pinned down. Face down, ass up. Well, I tear off your stockings and your panties. Getting that pussy all bare and out in the open for me. Uh-huh. And then having two of my thick fingers just push right inside while my other hand is on the back of your head. Oh, come on, don't moan now. You have to be a good girl. You can't moan from your punishment. If you do? Well, that's a good question. I guess I could just stop. Oh, that's a terrified look right there. That's right, I could stop. I could stop, tie you up, and just walk away. And leave you all frustrated. Naughty brats get punished, huh? Oh, this is your punishment. So you shouldn't be enjoying yourself. If you start enjoying yourself too much, I'll just leave you. Yes, after getting you all worked up. No, I don't want to. Daddy doesn't want to have to be mean to you. But you are a misbehaving little brat. And naughty girls get punished, huh? Oh, really? Oh, well, maybe I'm going about this all wrong then. Maybe I should give you a couple spankings, huh? What do you think about that? Yeah, I think you need a couple spankings. All right. Now, these are going to be real gentle compared to what I can actually do. Do not test me. Uh-huh. See, these are real gentle for me. But your ass is looking so fucking red right now. I don't think you can handle another one. I think the next one I do is gonna bruise you. All right. Don't say I didn't warn you. Yeah. Please, Daddy, what? You're forgiven. Apology accepted. Are you going to be my good girl now? Good. No. I think you can stay like that. On your knees. Your ass up and facing me. I think that my good girl can stay in that slutty position. Fuck. See, if you had been my good girl this whole time, I would have had no need to ruin your pretty clothes. But since you were naughty, Daddy had to break your nice new clothes. He had to leave spankings on your ass. And now he has to punish you with his big fat dick. Oh, I was already this big before I got that super soldier serum. I think it did add some girth, though. You'll have to tell me what you think. I mean, you're a good head shorter than me, so I imagine that the size difference applies inside, too. Fuck. Come on. Relax for me. Get all nice and soaked. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck yes. That's it. Stay all good and wet for me. That's a good girl. I don't know. What would you consider this? Your punishment or your reward? I think this is a good reward. After I accepted your apology. Fuck. I mean, I can tell how much you're loving it. You're just clamping around my fat dick. So fucking good. I can feel the tip hitting your deepest part while I stretch you out. Oh, fuck. Molding you to my shape. Turning you into my delicious little slut. Oh, fuck yeah. You are enjoying yourself a little too much, huh? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, do you really think you can come? Huh? Is that right? I know you were so close before with just my fingers. Let's put your arms behind your back while I pin your head down. You like getting manhandled like this? Fuck. Fucked into the fucking mattress? Treated like a cheap little slut? I know you fucking do. Cause you're about to come your fucking brains out. You're getting so tight for me and you're making me thrust harder. You are such a naughty girl. Loving this cock so bad. You're lucky I like you so much. Otherwise, I might have to punish you more for being such a dirty girl. You are, huh? You're my good girl. You're my good girl and you're gonna come for me? That's right. That's right, you're gonna come all over Daddy's fat fucking dick. Well, I fucking impale you. That's it. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Come for me. Come for me. That's a good fucking girl. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Keep your ass up. Keep your ass up. Good girl. Good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, shit. Oh. No, you can stay like that. Where's your phone? I'm gonna take a picture of you with all that cum all over your ass. Your bruised, red, sp- spanked ass and your dripping wet cunt. There. That's my view. You're gonna send this to me later like a good girl, right? Good. That's what Daddy likes to hear.